Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
What's up, my beautiful people? You're locked into Love's Dumb with Jerry. It's another Wednesday. Can you believe it? It's already Wednesday. We're halfway there, guys. So keep hanging in there. And this is Jerry. You're listening to Love's Dumb, your one-stop shop for all things love, relationship, and the glorious chaos that happens between. I'm chilling here in sunny but soulful Manchester. Who would have thought that we'd keep saying sunny Manchester for a while now? Happy days for us, isn't it? I'm sending mad love to all my listeners across the globe, from Lagos to London, Accra to Atlanta, Joburg to Jakarta, or wherever it is you're listening from. If you're breathing and you've got a heart, then this is the right place for you. You know how we do every Wednesday. If you want to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744 881 1570. And like every other Wednesday evening, we've got an amazing topic. I don't know if I should say reveal or come back after a short music break. I have 1 second to think about that. Okay, all right, let's dive straight into it today. Today's thunderbolt topic, and trust me, this is a real brain tickler. I'm gonna be asking the burning question: do they really know you? Does your other half really know you? Does your partner really, really know you? Can they beat their chest and say, yes, I know my partner? Do you think they really do? Or do they just know your favorite jollof rice? How to cook your favorite jollof rice? Or they just know your password? Or they know your favorite restaurant? Sit back while I go on this short music break. Ask yourself this question: does my partner really know me? And get ready to text in and let me know if you think they do. We're going to take a short music break. Do not go anywhere. This is Radio Africana and you're listening to Love's Dumb. Do not go anywhere. I'm going to be back.
Brixton queen, living a life like a backstreet dream, telling my lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire, walking on tightrope and love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at, there's no escaping me.
I just wanna be cool with you. I'm lying in the midnight hour, holding you just like a dream. Love is never what it seems. When you touch and you're holding me the way you do, girl, you'll be my Jesus.
Every time your body's next to mine, something deep inside of me wants to love you endlessly. When you turn,
it's Love Storm on Radio Africana.
Hello, 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 it's Lobster on Radio Africana and you're listening to Jerry. Before we went on that short break, I did reveal the topic of the day. Today, I'm asking you a question. Do they really know you? Does your partner really know you? Do you really know your partner? So it's not just one-sided. Do you really know your partner or does your partner really know you? Yeah, because sometimes you just get carried away by emotions, carried away by love, and then the fact that we know what food they like, what their favorite color is, we just think that's all we need to know. I mean, come on, we've all been there. You've been in a relationship where you're feeling all warm, fuzzy, and then boom, your partner surprises you with, well, maybe let's just say a gift that suggests they don't even know you, or they're probably not listening to you, or they're thinking you're a completely different human being. Or they'll just say something about their deepest fears, and it's just clear that both of you are not on the same page at all. This isn't about tricking anyone, my dears. It's not even about you being a catfish. This is about true intimacy outside of sex. Yeah, it's about being seen, being heard, and being understood beyond the surface. Like, because most times we just get to know people based off what we're told in the beginning of the relationship. So, you know, in the talking stage where you're saying, what's your favorite color, what food do you like, what, where do you see yourself in 5 years, then once you get in, all that becomes just a memory. So now I'm talking about you really getting to understand them with time, like knowing someone beyond your favorite football team or their mom's name. Is about knowing their dreams, knowing what keeps them up at night, knowing what makes them tick, knowing the small insecurities that they try to hide, knowing the things that really lights them up, like lifts their soul, their spirits up, or even that weird quirky habits that they don't even know that they have. Now that's what I'm talking about, you know, that habit that they exhibit when it's just them. Like sometimes I talk to my houseplants when I'm watering them, like, oh, bloom, 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 mommy loves you, you know. Yeah, you really need to know me to know that I do that. Yeah, so that's the kind of knowing I'm talking about tonight. Do not judge me. I read about it somewhere that if you did whisper to your houseplants, and if you did say good words to them, to blossom. I know we're not talking about houseplants tonight, but before you judge me, it's a thing. You need to speak to your houseplants. Yeah, so the number to text is 0744 881 1570. And the topic again is, do they really know you? And do you really know them? I was watching a show. If you want the likes, crime and investigation, there is a show called Who Net Did I Marry? Yeah, so that's a really good one, because most people then find out, like, a few years down the line, they realize they don't even know who their partner is. And I'm not talking about serial killers or anything tonight, because that's what the show is about. But I think the signs would have been there, but because they don't know who their partners are, that's why they then end up with being with a serial killer or being with a scammer and not even knowing it, because they're not paying attention. So I'll throw another real life scenario, because Jerry does love a good story. I'm sure you know that by now. I remember, I'm not snitching on my friend, I know she's listening, but I got your permission to say this, so yeah, I'll go ahead with that. So I remember a friend of mine, she was with this guy for like 3 years, like three whole years, and she absolutely detests anything ginger, like anything that's got ginger in it. She hated it so much, and I don't know how he missed it, because she keeps saying it does remind her of some bitter medicine from childhood. So for the anniversary, this guy was going to make a meal, like, you know, them romantic meals, like, rather than eating out, I'm gonna surprise you today. And then he lays out a beautiful spread and tell me why he goes on to make, like, the food had lots of ginger in it. She said she could literally smell the ginger, like, even before taking the spoon. And she's like, bro, really? Like, she nearly, she said she was very livid. Like, you might think it's a little thing, like, why is she so livid? But she's like, I'm not going to be polite this time, because you should know that I don't like ginger. Like, you've known me for this long and you still don't get it that I don't like ginger. So are you mistaking me for someone else, or is it that you're just not paying attention? So even though he was being thoughtful, getting her, making her a meal, trying to surprise her on their anniversary, he sort of ruined it in a way, because it just showed that he hadn't been paying attention. Either it skipped his mind, or he just wasn't paying attention. Did he love her? Probably. But did he know her? I'll say no. Because how wouldn't you know that someone you've been with for 3 years doesn't like ginger? Yeah, it might sound picky, or she's being finicky, but is the little things that count? Yeah, because you look at it and say, if you're not taking out time to really understand me, you're not getting the little hints. Like, when I complain about stuff, you're not taking notes, then that means you're not paying attention. And most times when you're not paying attention, it just means you're not interested in that person. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Love Storm with Jerry. This is a show we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. And we usually love it when, I usually love it when my listeners participate. And how do you do that? You do that by texting in. The number to text on WhatsApp is 0744-881-1570. And if you're outside of the UK, it's going to be +44 744-881-1570. I know that's a bit of a mouthful, so I'll take it again. If you're texting from outside of the UK, is +44 744-881-1570. This is Love Storm on Radio Africana. I'm speaking to you all the way from lovely sunny Manchester. Tonight we are talking about, do you really know them, and do they really know you? I'm going to take another short music break. Do not move, don't go anywhere. And as soon as I come back, I'm going to the phone lines to read out your messages. Catch you in a bit. Don't go nowhere. Lovely listeners, it's still the show Love Storm with Jerry on Radio Africana, and tonight we are talking about knowing your other half. Do you really know them, and do they really know you? And I give an example about how my friend didn't like ginger, and then her ex surprised her with food made from solely ginger. I don't know if he was doing it to annoy her, he was just not paying attention. Yeah, we're just talking about the little things, you know, because it's always the little things that speak volumes. Does your partner know your preferred love language? Like, have you ever sat yourself down, or have you sat down with your partner to ask them, what's your preferred love language? Like, are you really trying to feel the cop? Like, if your partner is someone that likes affirmations, do you really know the kind of affirmations, the words of affirmations that they like? Do you know how to reach out to them in a way that resonates with them so that you just don't say the wrong thing at the right time? Because this is why you need to get to know them, and is such instances that would then make them probably get upset or get mad at you, and then you're wondering, but I only said this, why is he upset or why is she upset when I just did this? But it's just because you've not taken out time to know them, know what they're like, and know how best to reach them, because you can't fill their cup with affirmation when all they want is quality time. For someone like me, I do like quality time, but I do love experiences as well. I might want to spend quality time with you outside and not necessarily being indoors all the time. And when I want to be outside, I'm not saying outdoors, because I'm not really outdoorsy. So if you were with someone like me and you said to me, oh, let's go for picnic, that would be something that I'll be interested in, because I'm not the outdoorsy kind of person. Because there's so many insects that I don't even like, creepy crawlies. I'm not really a huge fan of animals like that. So if you suggested that would be like the bottom list. That wouldn't be a way to impress me. But at the same time, I could just go somewhere and sit in a cafe without spending tons of money. But just because I'm in an enclosed place and I'm with you, I'm having fun at the same time. So it's not necessarily the fact that we're going out, is you have to know what they're like and then come halfway. That's why on some dating apps, they would want to pair you based on your hobbies. So they would say, what are your interests? So that they can then pair you with people that share similar interests with you, so that the other person doesn't feel left out when you suggest stuff. That's why you really need to understand your partner, so that you know what they like and you can get to them in a way that they like doing what they like. Do you know that while you love going out, sometimes all you want is like a quiet evening with a good book? There are people like that, and a cup of herb tea. There are people that are just easy to please. Or you see some women that have that strong, independent woman facade, and sometimes all they just want to do is coil up, hug someone, just have the little cuddles and be fed a spoon of ice cream. But you might look at her and say, oh, this is a boss lady, I think she would want to go to a proper bar. No, it doesn't work that way all the time. Sometimes we just want to relax and do nothing. So this is enough for me for now. I want to hear from you, and I know we have some messages from our listeners that I'll be going to the phone line, because the Love Storm lines are buzzing and I've got some juicy messages, because I know my listeners don't disappoint. I can see the lines buzzing and see the lights going up. So yep, I know that messages are flooding in. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana, and we're talking about knowing your partner, knowing your husband, your wife, knowing your other half. The number to text in if you want to be a part of the show is 0744-881-1570. First up, we've got a text from Kojo. Kojo is texting in from Manchester. Kojo says, Jerry, this topic is hitting home. Though you're making it sound easy, this topic is a really tough one, you know. My girlfriend of 2 years still thinks I love Nigerian bitter leaf soup. Okay. Every time her mother sends some, she makes some for me. I force it down, like I have to force it down my throat. Secretly, I can't stand it. My heart belongs to Egusi, but she's never asked me. Should I tell her or just keep suffering? Oh, Kojo, thanks for being our first texter for the night. And yeah, I do feel your pain. Oh no, we can't keep this kind of secret. Like, oh, you know, it has to do with food. I don't think I would really want to have what I don't like. Like my brother, like suffering in silence would only lead to resentment and a very unhappy stomach and palate. Do you know what? Just tell her, look for a subtle way of telling her. Say to her lovingly, you know, in such a kind manner, like say, ah, you know, babes, like I really do love egusi, you know, like that's my best food. I don't even know what I'll do without it. What would I be without egusi? Like, you know, she might just then say to you like, oh babes, what do you mean? So you don't like bitter leaf? And you're like, I only do it for love, babes. But on a good day, that wouldn't be on my list at all. You know how to cook and I feel you're gonna make egusi real good. Like your egusi is gonna be banging. But with the bitter leaf, not really my forte. Like, you just have to be open. That's the only way she's gonna know, because she's probably making it for you because she thinks you like it, and that's you suffering in silence. So you need to like be very vocal and say, nope, I do not really like it. I love you, I love the way you cook, but this is not for me. Nah, I'll pass next time, babes. And that's it. You see why you really need to know your partner there? If she knows you, she would know you do not like bitter leaf. Okay, we have another message. This is from NK, and NK is also based in Manchester. She says, my fiance bought me a fitness tracker for my birthday. I hate working out. My idea of exercise is chasing my nephews around the house. He thinks I'm super health conscious because I drink green tea. Jerry, I drink it because it's cold and I need to be hot. Sorry, NK, I didn't really mean to laugh, but it's just me thinking about it. You are into your teas and automatically he thinks like, oh, you're a fitness buff. And then gets you a fitness tracker for your birthday. I don't know if it's the Nigerian in me that's thinking, is that his way of saying you need to go to the gym? I do not know. I'm thinking it through. I do not want to be I'm trying hard not to be the devil's advocate here, but it might just be that he doesn't really know you, or he really thinks you're a help buff. Or that's a subtle way of saying, girl, you need to do this to get those steps in. But you see, this is gold. It's exactly what I'm talking about. The assumptions that we make when we can just simply ask our older half, like, and say, babes, what do you like? Like, what do you like? I know you said it in the beginning, but yeah, we've come 3 months in now. We're taking it to a different stage. We're going to a different level. Is there anything I need to know? Is there any way I need to love you that I'm not already doing? Is that, like, you guys should talk about your relationships. Like, have that relationship assessment. If there's anything like that, just say, look, let's assess this relationship. Look how far we've come. Celebrate your little wins and use that as an avenue to then chip in and say, this relationship can be better, you know. How can I love you better? How do you want me to love you? Is there anything I'm doing wrong? Is there anything I'm doing right that you'd like me to keep doing? Just have those checkpoints at all times, because that's how your relationship starts to whittle away, because of just this little things that are missing. So this is why you need to ask, because while you're out there enjoying your warm beverage, then he's there sat there thinking, oh, she must really really love her health so much that she's so much into fitness that, oh, he's thinking, how come she's not losing weight but she takes all the green tea, how come he's not making her lose weight? these are the things. Okay, I'm going to get her a fitness tracker, maybe that will make her get her steps in. You need to think and talk about it. Think about it, like, oh, is he really loving me right? If you think he isn't, it's time to have that chat. Maybe while you're having your warm beverage, that'll be a good conversation starter. Like, oh babes, I really do love this fitness tracker, but is there any reason in particular why you got me the fitness tracker? Do you like it that much, or do you think I'm way into my healthy so much? You just might find out the genuine thought behind it, rather than making assumptions, because assumptions are not really good. And if it's something that you do not like, if his response is something you do not like, tell him how you feel about it and say, babes, please, for my next birthday, I would want a chocolate instead, because that's what I like. Or I'd like to go to the spa, you know, that kind of stuff. And then he knows that his baby's also into spa dates. She likes her spa days. She loves hot chocolate. She just doesn't take green tea. She also loves hot chocolate. Yep. So we have another message, like we have tons of messages today, so I'll just take this one, we'll take another music break, and when I come back I'll still read out more messages, because your listeners are on fire tonight. It looks like I stirred the pot somehow. This is from Aisha. Aisha is in London. She says, my husband always says I'm so strong and don't need help with anything. Jerry, sometimes I just want him to open that stubborn jar without me asking him, but I always have to ask. Or I just want him to say, babes, let me handle that. It's not all about my strength. It's about feeling cared for. Oh, Aisha. Yeah, you are speaking my language, sis. Speak it louder for people at the back. I've been saying to my friends lately, I'm tired of being on that strong list. God, take me out of that strong list and make me a damsel in distress. Put me on that list of, oh, this one is a soft life queen list. Because it does get tiring being the strong one. It's not about you being weak. It's about partnership. You have a partner for a reason. It's just so that you guys can do stuff together. It's about knowing when your partner is tired, your partner is already weary from carrying a heavy load, and then that's, you step in, like, even though they're doing it with a smile, a simple, can I help you? Can I help with that? Oh, don't worry, I'll do the dishes. Just sit down. Don't worry, I've got this. You did the cooking. Let me do the dishes. That's like one of the most romantic things you can do for your other half, and say, oh babes, you know what, just let go, I'm going to do that. You don't have to get to a point where they always have to ask you, say, oh, can you help with this, can you help with, don't wash your role. You're why are you in that relationship if they keep reaching out for help? That means there's a disconnect somewhere, because you need to look at your partner and know where they're struggling. That's where the knowing comes in. You already know, my partner doesn't necessarily like laying the bed. When you see them doing it, so can I help? I know it's not what you really like doing, but yeah, can we do it together? Because it's usually fun when you do stuff together. Get to know them, know their strengths, know the weaknesses, so that when it gets to the part where they're struggling, then you can step in. Life does get easier when you have a helping hand. I'm just going to hold that up. We're going to take a short music break again. When I come back, I'll be going to the phone lines. I know more messages are coming in, and I'm going to be reading out your messages. It don't go anywhere. The show is still Love Stump, and I'm going to be back in a bit.
Thank you.
back, and this is Lovestorm. You're listening to Jerry, reaching out to you all the way from sunny Manchester. I love the sound of that. Yeah, I'm gonna keep repeating that because we need to enjoy the sun when it's out, because usually it's rainy Manchester. So tonight it's sunny Manchester. Yeah, you're listening to Lovestorm, and tonight we're talking about knowing your partner. Do you really know your partner? Do they really know you? Do you know what their love languages are? Do you know what their strengths and weaknesses are? And if you want to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744 881 1570. If you were texting from outside of the UK, please do remember to put the +44 sign. So that's +44 0744 881 1570. And I will quickly go to the phone lines. I'll take this one message before we go back into the topic of the night. This is from Kay. Kay is texting in from Birmingham. He says, my partner thinks I'm super confident and outgoing because I'm always cracking jokes, but honestly, Jerry, I use humor to mask my anxiety. I wish you knew how much I struggle sometimes. How do I even begin to tell her without sounding weak? Hi Kay, my brother. No, thanks for texting in, and thank you for also sharing your vulnerability. This is the heart of tonight's discussion, you know, because true knowing isn't just about what's on the surface, which is what I was saying. We need to know what our partner's strengths and weaknesses are, and being in a relationship with someone or being in love with someone is being able to reveal all your vulnerabilities, because you feel that you trust them enough to want to share that. So I think you might not be weak. It might just be something that you think based off certain experiences. I don't know what you've gone through, but it's just about the layers between. And I like it that you're able to mask it with humor. We all have our weaknesses. Does he change who we are? No. That's what makes us unique. So I think the best thing is, if you trust them enough, you've known them well enough, start by picking a moment, like a quiet moment when you're both relaxed, and you could start off by saying something like, you know, I've always been wanting to share something with you. Or you could just make it, put them on the spot and say, can you tell me what your weaknesses are? Like, tell me one weakness that you've got. And they're like, that's pretty random. You say, yeah, let's play that game. Like, I really want us to get to know each other well enough. Like, can you tell me what your weaknesses are, or what your one weakness is? And they open up. And then you then take a deep breath, and then you share yours. You'd see that it would take them all away, because if they feel like you have maxed it enough with your humor, it's going to come as a big shocker for them, because they're like, where's that? I don't see you that way. And then it could just be you thinking you're weak, and then they tell you, no, these are your strengths, and your strengths do make up for your weakness and your anxiety. So just open up, and if your partner really loves you, they will listen and they would understand and then support you. And if they don't, well, you have your answer, because that on its own, it's also a good thing, because you get to know that I don't want to be around this person if they're not going to be supporting me in a certain way, or if it's a problem for them. Then you already know, then you can be yourself. Because the question here is, how long would you mask it for? Like, that's you being someone else. The whole idea of being with someone is being able to be yourself with them. So if you're not able to be yourself with around somebody you claim you love, then that might not necessarily be love, and it might not necessarily be the person for you. I hope that helps. But Kay, we all have our weaknesses. Don't be so anxious about it, because that's why we're humans. Yeah, we are still talking about, do you know them and do they know you, knowing your other half. And I've just been so happy that my listeners have texted in, and people have just kind of validated my view on this topic. Because I talked about this last night. I sat in my bed, I'm like, do I really know my friends, my family? Like, do we really know people around us, or we just claim we know them because we share bands and like, oh, this person, I've known them for 10 years. Do you really know them? Because this is not just about people we're in relationships with, it also goes down to our friends. Like, can we beat our hand on our chest and say, this my bestie that I claim I've known for how many years now, I really do know them? We don't, because sometimes our friends act a certain way and we're taken aback. Why do you think we're taken aback? Because we don't know them. Even it goes down to our personal relationship with ourselves. Do you really know yourself? Do you know things that you can do at every given point in time? Because I'll tell you that a lot of people didn't wake up. Like, people that I know, you guys might think, is this girl obsessed with killers? Or do you know there are people that, like robbers in jail, there are people in jail that will tell you they woke up that morning and didn't know the day was gonna go that way. That takes me back to one of Tyler Perry's movies, Straw. She woke up that morning and didn't know she was gonna end up being a robber and a murderer on that day. So, because we don't know our threshold. So, and that's from not knowing yourself. I think you start off by knowing yourself and then getting to know others. Because if you do not know yourselves really well, or if we do not know ourselves really well, that's how we end up acting out of character, because we do not understand ourselves enough to know what our thresholds are. Because when you know your threshold, then you can control it. But if you do not know your threshold, then you get out of control. So it works both ways. Do we know ourselves? Like, can you sit back and beat your hand on the chest and say, I really know myself? When I'm not saying it just for the sake of saying it, I'm saying, like, can you really vouch for yourself? There's another message here, and this is from CC again. Thanks, CC. I know you texted in a few, was that 2 weeks back? Yeah, it's good to have you again on the show. She says, hi there, Jerry. My boyfriend keeps trying to introduce me to his friends who are all into all them extreme sports. I'm a homebody. My ideal Saturday night involves pajamas and a good movie. He thinks helping me break out of my shell is a good idea, but I just want to break out of his friendship group sometimes. I don't want to go karting or do all them things that he does with his friends. I feel you. You see, that was the example I cited earlier. I'm not that kind of outdoorsy, let's go mountain climbing, let's go. I'm not into all of that. Do I want to go to the cinema? Yep. When I say, let's go, let's do the outdoors, that's my idea of outdoors. I'm not going hitchhiking. No, 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 no. So I feel you, Sissy, like, the pressure to conform, it just feels awkward, you doing what you don't like doing. Look, I like it that he's passionate about extreme sports, but it's also great that you're passionate about being a couch potato. Like, we both have what we like. Yeah, you're a movie buff, he's a sport buff. Good. But then I think you need to make it clear, he probably doesn't get it. maybe when he says it, you do get all excited and he thinks, oh, she probably loves it as well. Maybe she just doesn't know how to do it, or she's never done it. So it's going to be a good idea to introduce her to it, since she loves it but she's just never done it. So I can suggest a compromise. Maybe just one weekend you try to go karting with he and his friends, or a gentle hike, and the next he joins you for a cozy night in. Like, yeah, there has to be a compromise, because it's about shared experiences and shared hobbies. So me, I'll give you a secret. What I do, I'll probably feign injury. Like, the only day I'll do it, I'll feign an injury, so my knees. And anytime he suggests it, I'll just say, do you remember the last time? Yeah, my knee still hurts from the last time. And then he goes, okay, I'll let you pass. Yeah, you see, there are ways around it. Just do it once, and then the next time, be diplomatic about it and stylishly decline. But you can say, I'll cheer you on from outside. You and your friends can go do what you have to do, but let me be your cheerleader. And then, yeah, you go with him, tag along, hold everybody's bags, hold the phones, take good pictures of them. That way, you're still a part of the whole shebang, but you're not participating actively. But then I think they could make good use of a photographer, a videographer, and it's all for free as well. So, you see, you're going to be a part of the fun, and you're making memories with them as well. So yeah, put some sense, darling. Yeah, so I'm going to quickly read this from Tunde in Manchester says, my wife thinks I'm a morning person because I'm always up. Jerry, I'm dreaming. Said, my wife thinks I'm a morning person because I'm always up early. Jerry, I'm up early because our neighbor's dog starts barking at 5 a.m. I dream of sleeping past 7 p.m. Should I just get earplugs or tell her the truth and risk her thinking I'm lazy? Well, this one is easy today. Well, your neighbor's dog, though, that dog, oh my goodness, that dog needs some warning. It's the dog that is the problem here, not your wife. This is, like, really hilarious. That, like, being a morning person or being a late person shouldn't make any difference. That you have a personal alarm clock there. Just tell her the truth and say, babes, I could do with some extra time in bed. Like, if not for this dog that keeps waking me up, I shouldn't be up at this time. Like, she would understand that if you don't have to go to work, you work from home, and then why should you be up at 5 a.m.? I would be upset. I would really be gutted that a neighbor's dog keeps waking me up at 5 every day. Yeah, so maybe tell her, get her involved. Just tell her when I wake up, just try to turn off something or give me something. You guys share a prayer. It might be a good time to just say a quick prayer if you believe in good. Yeah, just hold hands, 5-minute prayer, and then boom, you go back to bed. At least make the most of it. I can't believe that it's almost that time of the night where I get to say goodbye again. How come time flies when I'm on this show? It does fly when we're having fun. I have one more message. I think I'll just quickly take that one. This says, hi, this is Z. My partner always buys me red roses because he knows I love flowers, but my absolute favorite flowers are sunflowers. I've mentioned it like 5 times. He just smiles and says that, oh, roses are red and they are classic. Am I being ungrateful? Z, you're not being ungrateful. You're being a human being with preferences. If you do not like red flowers, you do not like them. And I think he's just purposely getting on your nerves because he knows that he will definitely remember something if you've told him more than 5 times. It's just him trying to get on your nerves. When he buys you the red roses, you can very sweetly point out that, this doesn't look like a sunflower, does it? And
yeah, show him a picture of a sunflower. I said, look at it. Does this look in any way like a sunflower? I know your roses are red, but this sunflowers are not red. And I don't want, I'm done with your red roses. Give me sunflowers. It shouldn't be that deep. You guys can have a laugh over it. Or you buy sunflowers and show him just in case he doesn't know what they are. Okay, I'm gonna love and leave you. You guys have been awesome. Thank you for being a part of the show. As always, if you want to advertise goods, services, reach out via DM on Instagram is at Radio Africana, or text us on 0744-881-1570. You already know we have listeners across the globe, so you'll be reaching out to people across the globe in just one forum. You don't have to pay for different slots to reach out to different people, because we've got everybody here in one place. So I'm gonna be back next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. same time, same station. Annie Steele, Jerry, love you, and have an awesome rest of the week. Signing out.
Rock the cradle.
Radio Africana.
I'm just gonna cruise down the road, look at the stars in the sky, and drift off into the sweet memories that I have of a love that my heart has been searching for so long. And I know somewhere, if I keep looking, that love I'll find. The picture grows clearer and clearer, from the back to the front of my mind. And like love, a love I know I'll have, the girl that I want, she'll be mine, she'll be fly and it'll last. I see her face that I can't let go, she's in my dreams and my heart, so let me know. I'm looking for that love. She's a thought and a vision in my memory. I have it better, but tell me, where could she be?
Have you seen her?
Have you seen her?
Tell me, have you seen her?
I'm looking for that special love. Oh, love. If you seen her, then I'll help her, 'cause I'm in love.